Mesdames et messieurs.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. First off, I would welcome the chiefs of defense of NATO nations and the strategic commands to this first meeting of 2018 of the military committee in chief of defense session. In particular, I would like to welcome our new colleagues, General Alain Duchesne of Luxembourg, General Ilya Dakovic of Montenegro, and Admiral Rob Bauer from the Netherlands. Alain, Ilya, and Rob, congratulations on your appointments. Today, our discussions will essentially focus on reaching a common understanding of the recent developments in the security environment. We will also set the domains in which we should be providing advice to the ministers on the occasion of their future meetings and ahead of the Brussels summit. This morning, we will take stock of progress made since our meeting in September last year.
We will start our day with a meeting with the Secretary General, in line with our continued enhanced cooperation between NATO and the European Union. Our colleague, the chairman of the European Union's Military Committee, General Mikhail Kostarakos, is joining us. Welcome, Michael. We will cover the alliance's political and military priorities and intent ahead of the February Defense Ministerial, as well as expectations for the July summit. We will then meet with our wide network of partners to discuss military contribution to security and stability in Europe's southern neighborhood, in the context of NATO's projecting stability efforts. We will deliberate how allies and partners' efforts can enhance stability in the area and, in turn, support national plans for individual partners. Military cooperation is important, but only when combined with a range of other elements, such as the political, economic, judicial, and social, can a sustained and lasting effect be achieved. In the afternoon, we will meet with our Resolute Support operational partners, SACEUR, General Scaparotti, and Commander of the Resolute Support Mission, General Nicholson, will update us on the strategic and operational situation. Deputy Senior Civilian Representative, Mr. Botsven, will provide the political context. The effectiveness of the Afghan National Defense and Security Forces is essential to the stability of Afghanistan and to the assurance of the Afghan society. And the positive message about their progress and confidence to fight and win needs to be more widely heard. A key component to NATO's adaptation is a robust and agile command structure. Therefore, in our late afternoon session, we will focus on NATO command structure adaptation. We will receive briefings from SACEUR and SACTI on the recommended options for implementation and provide guidance ahead of the February Defense Ministerial. You will recall our heads of state and government met here last May and agreed that NATO formally joined the global coalition against ISIS. That campaign has reached an inflection point with the defeat of ISIS in Iraq and Syria. Nevertheless, the campaign is not over. It now moves to a different phase, which is less about combat operations and more about security and stabilization. We will therefore discuss the transformation of the global coalition and, in particular, NATO's role in Iraq. Tomorrow, we will start with two meetings dedicated to our partners, Ukraine and Georgia, who will inform us of their perspectives of the regional security situation. We will also hear about the status of Ukrainian armed forces development and NATO's substantial package for Georgia. Our final meeting will focus on NATO's modernization. Since the Wales summit and reinforced with the decisions taken at Warsaw summit, the alliance has adapted politically, militarily, and institutionally. As we move forward, it is paramount importance that we provide an overall coherence to all our military activities. This is to ensure that all the resources at our disposal are used to the utmost effect. The strategic commanders and I will then brief the media on the outcomes of our discussions at a press conference in the afternoon. I would now like to thank the media for attending this opening session, and I kindly ask you to leave the room. Thank you.